Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosholt, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the evening edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SREP was generated on Saturday, the 30th of May 2026 at 1832 Israel time, 1532 Israel time, 1532 UTC. IDF reaches Nabatea as Hezbollah fires rockets at Safed and Naharia, May 30th, 1532 UTC, 1832 Israel, evening edition. Bottom line up front, Israeli ground forces advanced to the outskirts of Nabatea, one of southern Lebanon's largest cities, marking the deepest IDF push since 2006. Hezbollah responded with rocket barrages targeting Safed, Naharia, and Kiryat Shmona, causing damage but no injuries. The IDF warned of potential increased rocket fire as operations expand. In Gaza, Hamas warned of a dangerous escalation after Prime Minister Netanyahu ordered the seizure of 70% of the strip, while Egypt raced to salvage the ceasefire. The US Oren deal remained unresolved, with Defense Secretary Hegseth stating the US is ready to restart strikes if no agreement is reached. On the home front, communities from Kiryat Shmona to Naharia are on high alert. Now, turning to the regional sections in Iran, the nuclear deal remains in limbo as President Trump weighs a final decision. Defense Secretary Hegseth said the US is ready to restart strikes on Iran if no agreement is reached. Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan stated a deal is closer than ever, prioritizing the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Iran's Supreme Leader advisor Mohsen Rezaei accused Trump of betraying diplomacy and not being interested in negotiations. The Iranian army claimed it shot down an Israeli orbiter drone over Qishim Island in southern Iran. And in the strait itself, ships are turning off tracking systems and moving in small groups, sometimes with US military guidance, as the waterway remains dangerous but not fully closed. Moving to Lebanon, the IDF warned it is prepared for the possibility of increased Hezbollah rocket fire on northern Israel as troops push deeper. Overnight, a barrage of 15 rockets hit Kiryat Shmona, striking a commercial center and causing damage. Sirens also sounded in Misgav Am and other Galilee communities. Hezbollah fired rockets at Safed for the first time since the ceasefire, with two rockets launched. One intercepted, one struck an open area. Rockets also targeted Naharia, with explosions heard in the area. On the drone front, a Hezbollah drone struck a military zone near Shomera. Another was intercepted, and sirens were triggered by a suspicious aerial target that did not cross the border. Hezbollah claimed multiple attacks targeting two Merkava tanks near Za'atar al-Sharqiya with guided missiles, striking an Israeli force advancing toward the tanks with a third missile targeting Israeli forces at Liman barracks and Shomera barracks with drones, and hitting a gathering of Israeli vehicles and soldiers near al-Ganduria with a rocket salvo. On the Israeli side, the IDF struck a manned Hezbollah artillery command center in Birj al-Shamali with secondary explosions indicating weapons inside. Over 10 strikes were reported across southern Lebanon, killing at least three people, including a father and son, and wounding dozens. An airstrike on al-Shahabiyah killed one Lebanese and injured two. Strikes also targeted Ansariya and Dibayn. Lebanon's military said a targeted Israeli strike wounded two soldiers in southern Lebanon. And President Joseph Aoun and Prime Minister Nawaf Salam discussed the Israeli attacks and ceasefire efforts at Babta Palace. In Gaza, Hamas warned of a dangerous escalation after the order to seize 70% of the territory. UNICEF said the move would cause further suffering among children, and Germany expressed concern over permanent division of the enclave. Egypt launched an urgent diplomatic intervention to salvage the ceasefire, warning that Israeli escalations threaten the deal. Palestinian reports said one person was killed in an Israeli strike on a Hamas police post in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza, and Israeli soldiers told Haaretz that killings of Palestinians in Gaza continued despite the ceasefire, describing an incident where troops struck a vehicle, killing all occupants. In the West Bank, settlers attacked Palestinians and vandalized property near Nablus. 7 people were reported injured, some shot and others beaten. No immediate comment from authorities. Israeli settlers seized a Palestinian vehicle and threw it off a cliff in Deir Abu Meshah, northeast of Ramallah, and Israeli forces forced a Palestinian family to demolish 6 of their own homes, citing lack of permits. On the multilateral track, the EU imposed sanctions on Hamas leaders in Gaza. Hamas condemned the move, accusing the EU of turning a blind eye to Israeli violations. And over 116,000 people signed a UK petition calling for an inquiry into pro-Israel lobbying influence on British politics. Lawmakers are set to debate a formal investigation on June 22. Elsewhere, Italy banned a Kanye West concert after concerns from the Jewish community, citing years of anti-Semitic activity. Authorities also cancelled a Travis Scott concert over crowd violence fears. An Iranian ballistic missile strike on a Kuwaiti airbase caused minor injuries to several Americans and seriously damaged 2 MQ-9 Reaper drones. And in Syria, 3 Israeli military vehicles advanced into southern Al-Quneitra countryside, crossing the administrative boundary. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of kinetic exchange in the northern arena is accelerating sharply. Over the trailing 7 days, IDF ground operations have progressed from limited raids across the Latani to a division strength push reaching Nabatia, while Hezbollah's rocket envelope has expanded from Kiryat Shmona to Safed and Naharia. This window marks the deepest IDF penetration since 2006 and the first Hezbollah rockets targeting Safed since the ceasefire, indicating a breakdown of the previous deterrence equilibrium. On the information environment, Israel is driving a narrative of operational success and necessary expansion, framing the Nabatia did advance as a defensive measure to degrade Hezbollah's rocket capability. Hezbollah counters with a narrative of resistance and escalation, claiming successful strikes on Israeli armor and expanding its rocket range to demonstrate continued capability. The gap between reporting and evidence is stark. Hezbollah claims extensive damage, yet no Israeli casualties are reported, while IDF strikes cause civilian casualties in Lebanon, which Hezbollah amplifies. And the synthesis. The IDF's advance to Nabatea is less about seizing terrain and more about compelling Hezbollah to exhaust its rocket arsenal in a predefined kill zone. By pushing deep into Lebanon, Israel is forcing Hezbollah to fire from longer ranges, where IDF air defenses and early warning systems are more effective, while also drawing Hezbollah's short-range rockets into areas where they can be targeted before launch. This explains the IDF's explicit warning of increased rocket fire. It is an invitation for Hezbollah to reveal its firing positions. The risk is that Hezbollah escalates beyond rockets to mass drone swarms or anti-ship missiles, which could overwhelm defenses and cause significant casualties. But for now, Israel appears to be dictating the terms of escalation. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Watch for any unusual military or cargo flights departing from or arriving at Bandar Abbas or Mehrabad airports in the next 24 hours, indicating potential Iranian repositioning. Review the next Sentinel. One SAR pass over southern Lebanon, expected around 3:45 UTC on May 31st for evidence of IDF vehicle concentrations or new fortifications near Nabati. And monitor the Telegram channel Manny Fabian for any real-time reports of rocket launches from Lebanon toward Israeli communities deeper than Nahariya, such as Haifa or Akko, within the next 48 hours. Looking at the predictions through a status quo lens, within 24 hours, Hezbollah will fire rockets at Haifa or its suburbs, marking a further expansion of its targeting envelope with moderate confidence. U.S.-Iran deal will not be finalized before Monday, June 1, with negotiations continuing through the weekend with high confidence. And the Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through June 2 with no direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange with low confidence. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 48 hours, an IDF airstrike will kill a senior Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon, triggering a mass rocket barrage at Israeli population centers with low confidence. Hezbollah will launch a coordinated drone swarm attack on an IDF base south of the Latani, causing multiple Israeli casualties and prompting a major IDF retaliatory strike on Beirut's Dahiya suburb with low confidence. And Iran will conduct a direct ballistic missile strike on an Israeli military target in the Golan Heights within 72 hours, citing the Kuwait airbase strike as a precedent for retaliation with low confidence. That concludes this S-Rep. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_Sitreps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.